Earlier this year, the 25-year-old singer-songwriter Beck released his second major label album called Au Delay. Beck came to prominence 3 years ago for his playful slacker anthem, Loser. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's taken a while, but the charms of Au Delay have grown on him. Here's a review.
I like to think that Beck would appreciate the fact that it's taken me about 6 months to really get into his intentionally tattered, pasted-together music that forms Au Delay. After all, Beck likes to make sneaky music that slowly snakes its way into your brain, stuff that requires repeated listening to figure out. During any given song on Au Delay, you think, is that his voice or a snippet of someone else's? Is that Beck's fractured melody? Or an electronic sample he's chopped up and rearranged in the manner of a latter-day Dada artist. This is a guy, after all, who calls one of the songs here ready-made, after Marcel Duchamp's term for some of his found art.
An open road where I can breathe, where the lowest low is calling to me. I can pull myself back up, back down, stuck together like a ready-made. And nobody knows where we've been. Canceled rations are running thin. Watches tick, out of tune, falling apart like a ready-made. And my bags are waiting.
The first few times I listened to Au Delay, I found its raggediness disconcerting. Beck's apparent lack of interest in conventional song forms, his cheerful refusal to make his own voice a distinctive trademark, was disorienting. What was this kid up to? But I started playing a tape of Au Delay in the car, where the distractions of the road suited the fragmented nature of the music. It kind of helped me go with Beck's flow. It also helped that I began to notice that quite often Beck was making lovely music.
You've been so long. Your blind eyes are gone, your old bones are on their own. So take off your coat, put a song in your throat, let the dead beats pound all around. We will go nowhere we know, we don't.
For Beck, folk and hip-hop reside on the same level. It's unbelievably refreshing to hear a white musician who's not using hip-hop technique as either novelty or exotic effect. And it's heartening to hear a hip-hop fan who realizes you don't have to reject folk's simple directness to achieve your own complications. As Au Delay proceeds, all of Beck's distorted vocals, skewed melodies, and layered instrumentation coheres as the sound of a young man roaming the sonic frontier, picking up this bit of junk, that forgotten treasure, stopping to smell this rose and prick his thumb on that thorn. Au Delay has ended up being one of my favorite albums of the year.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Beck's new album, Au Delay.